You're listening to Dude Podcast with JC and Will. Put some pep in that step. Enjoy the show.
Hey, dudies.
I'm JC.
And I'm Will.
And you're listening
to Dude.
That's right. That is right.
How's it going?
It's good, man. I mean, listen, it's hot. I'm not gonna lie. Like, the Pennsylvania today, like we're teetering on Oklahoma summer up here. Like high 90s, close to hundreds, like dead grass.
Oh.
Yeah. But like that's how I grew up. I'm like in the Twilight Zone. I'm transported back to Oklahoma, my youth when I was running around with a tennis racket hunting wasps for the summer, which is pretty much all I did for, you know, most of like elementary and probably into middle school. But regardless, yeah, we're there. So it is hot, man. It's hot up here in PA. I wanted to share something that I saw. I was up in New York City. I took my little brother. He's always wanted to go to New York City, right? New big brothers, big sisters. He wanted to go to New York City. And so at one point we were at breakfast and I don't know why, but I'm like, I looked over and it was, this woman. It was a couple and they had a baby and like, she started like, she was crying. This woman, man, like of all the meals that you're going to have like an emotional breakdown. That's not like breakfast is all about like eggs and bacon and like, and yeah, this woman is like definitely like whipping away tears, having a hard time. And I'm like,
well, can I ask you a question about that? I do have a question. You said, she had a baby. Who was on the receiving end of who had to sit across from her and be embarrassed that they're sitting next to a crying woman?
It appeared to be the husband.
See, you've already told the story. If you have a baby and you wake up early and go to breakfast with the baby and your spouse, they're just stressed there. That's baby-induced stress.
But I will say this. The baby was doing a very good job.
No. Here's what you're not understanding. See, this is... I've been a dad for a little over five years. I'm starting to get it here. You and I think in terms of the moment right now. Baby's behaving, we're at breakfast, what can go wrong? That woman is unloading a week's worth of frustration.
Will, are you trying to say, Will, or make the accusation that women hold on to things for a considerable amount of time?
You know what? It's been my observation that happens from time to time.
That's a... I don't know if I've ever experienced that, but you know.
But heck, let me ask you this. Have you been in that scenario?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
uncomfortable.
God. Yeah. Will, every woman in my life, actually, outside of my sisters, who are, for whatever reason, programmed like Joel Crum to a degree and don't emotionally, like, they're just like, all right. Like, they just kind of go with everything. Mother, friends that are girls, my wife, like, past girlfriends, like, pre-wife. Like, they're all the... Yeah, every single one of them. But that's the thing. It was never at a breakfast where it was unloaded. It was a dinner. It was, I mean, more times than not, it'd be after a couple drinks. You know, these things come out, right? But for breakfast, dude, I'm just saying, you know, all of a sudden you get a delicious English muffin delivered to you at that point in the day. Dude, you've only been up for like 2 hours and you're already breaking. Not good.
I feel bad for that man, because you know that man was looking forward to that breakfast, especially when the baby's behaving. It's like, woman, people can see you, and I got bacon here. Chill out.
Yeah. I got bacon.
put those tears back in your face and let me eat my bacon, and then we'll talk about it.
She's using the bacon. She's just wiping. She's wiping her tears away with the with the bacon. Oh God! Again, I'm not saying. Again, I've been there, dude. I'm not saying I've never been there. I've been there, but I've never been there at breakfast. Thank God.
I don't think I've been on the breakfast crying thing yet, which means it was probably she was. That man probably actually did something to warrant a breakfast cry.
Well, every man does something. Their general existence warrants. I'm not being sympathetic for her because I guarantee you that man. I think my wife deserves a Purple Heart for just like enduring me on a day to day basis. The idiocy that is me, the general existence I have. She deserves. I'm not saying she doesn't deserve to cry at breakfast. She does, just for being married to me. But to actually see it happen, you know?
That's a rough one.
It is a rough one.
Before we forget, we were kind of talking about your outfit, how you're wearing this crazy blue, this crazy, like, seagull shirt. It's buttoned down. And the gold necklace, right? You're looking good. You're looking top-notch. But I want to tell you, I happen to know that bottom half you're wearing is inappropriate. I know you're wearing inappropriate shorts that your whole family hates.
So I'm going to take them off and put them up so you can... Do you have any idea what these shorts are?
No, but I know that your whole family makes fun of you for it.
I'm also almost 40 years old, and I wear these in public a decent amount, which
oh,
is
no.
Startling.
What is it? Is that Pokemon?
No, I think it's Baby Godzilla.
Oh no.
It's Baby Godzilla. And they're shorts. It appeared on Instagram years ago, and I thought I need to have a pair of Baby Godzilla shorts. They don't match with anything.
They look like oversized underwear, like boxers.
Yeah, and I wear them
around.
Are you
sure they're not oversized boxers?
No, because they have, I don't think so. No, because they have, like, nice liner in them. There are pockets. They're pretty well made.
Are they?
Yeah. They really kind of look like what, like, I would imagine, like, a boxer would wear. Like Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa is not wearing Baby Godzilla pants shorts.
Yo, I need to give me the Avery. Give me the Baby Godzilla pants.
Can I ask you, being a man who lives in Philadelphia, or at least outside of Philadelphia, do you feel? I mean, Philly obviously has that iconic statue there. Do you think if Rocky hadn't come out with all those sequels and just let the first movie be on its own. I mean, I think it won, like, Best Picture, right?
It did win Best Picture. You're correct.
Do you think people in Philly would cling on to it more as, like, their own? Like, do you feel like people in Philly kind of let go of that after, like, the fifth?
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Is that still, like, the pride of Philly?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, Philadelphia, the love that they have for Rocky Balboa. They have that stupid Rocky Balboa statue down by the art museum.
Yeah.
And between that and, like, people just going there, it has to have generated millions and maybe hundreds of millions of dollars.
I've been to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody. I mean, seriously, it's a thing. I always felt like Boston, you know, outside of New York and LA, I've always felt like Boston got the best movies.
Like, representation, you mean?
Yeah, definitely. See, I feel like probably, like, Philly, you could make an argument. It could be, like, it's definitely top 10 as far as, like, iconic film cities in the United States. They should be where Boston is. The problem is Boston is such cool. Like, they've had, like, the coolest crime movies. They have the coolest.
They do.
They're always, like, the coolest. They're all these heist movies that, like, are always in Boston. And they're, like, awesome. The accents are just out of control.
Right. We're talking about, you know, the statues from the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, I've always thought, like, that's kind of wild that a statue honoring a movie is so popular as it is. And it reminds me, in Milwaukee, they have... Milwaukee doesn't have the cinema, but it definitely has TV. And, you know, you've got Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, you know, That 70s Show. But the big one is obviously Happy Days. There is a statue of the Fanzarelli downtown. And I have a picture of you and your wife.
With Henry Winkler himself.
He's literally sitting there. The statue is like this. And it's called the Bronze Fawns. It's kind of an insane thing, right?
Statues in general are insane.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a few years ago, there was all this controversy over, like, you know, just statues and what they represented. And some of them had, like, you know, certain historical, like, the more I thought about it, I'm like, why do we even have these? Like, it's just dumb. Like, the whole thing is dumb.
Do you think if you and I could pay good money to get statues of the two of us, and we could pay for a little plot of land somewhere in a city, doesn't matter what city, and we put it there, like, we could probably do that.
That would be insane. Is to just have a statue, like, in, like, I don't know, like, Ardmore, Oklahoma, just, like, erect this, like, and it needs to be, like, right, like, in the Brahms parking lot or something like that.
And, like, tell nobody about it. Have no ceremony. Just put it there. Feel like, who's JC and Will?
I think this is a great opportunity. If anyone would like to do a GoFundMe to try to start a fund for us to make a statue in an obscure town, we'll have poses, we'll pick. I'll definitely be wearing my Baby Godzilla shorts.
Well, that's a given. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, of course. In the statue.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. So, a great story that we haven't talked about. I visited you in Philly.
Yes.
Before you were living with your in-laws, but you were not married yet.
Yes.
I had mentioned to your father-in-law, the great Cha Russo, that I had never had a cannoli before. That's not a thing that's popular in Oklahoma.
Another very Italian, very Italian.
I think people in Philadelphia bathe in cannolis. Like, it's not a thing that's popular here, but, and I think I blew his mind when I told him I never had a cannoli. So my father-in-law, being the great man that he is, bought me like a baker's dozen of cannolis, right?
Yes.
So I had one. It was delicious. It was great. And then that night we all went out and had too much soda and came back, crashed, woke up. I wasn't in the right state of mind, right? And I'm kind of looking around the room. I'm just kind of groggy. And I see the cannolis and I think, wouldn't it be hilarious if I just hid all these cannolis in crazy places for JC to find? Like, I hid them in your shoes. I hid them in your toiletry bag. I hid them in jacket pockets. Like, where else did I hide them? I hid them, like, in crazy places.
Well, I think it's important to set the picture of, like, the household you hid these in. I love my mother and father-in-law to death. I would not say that they are the most organized people. I would not say that they're neat freaks at all. Now, there's a chance in even a impeccably clean and organized household that these cannolis that you hid would go a while unchecked. But I think you picked the ultimate household to hide these cannolis in, because many of them were not found until months later. Months!
5-6 months later, like, hey, dude, I just found a cannoli above the door jam. Like,
well, the best is my mother-in-law found a few of them, and I'm not joking, this was her reaction.
Oh my God, another cannoli. What the hell is wrong with your friend? Seriously, what is wrong with him?
Like, it was just her screaming obscenities. Woman goes to mass every Sunday, super religious. When she gets upset, the woman's got a mouth on her. And let me tell you, she was not happy about finding the cannolis all over again, it was literally Where's Waldo in that house for about 6 to 8 months as it related to finding the cannolis in different places. And then she would tell, she would get upset. And then my father-in-law, who is not a very mobile man at this point, does not go up the stairs unless he has to bathe, right? So then she would come down going, "Oh my God, Chef, look where I found the cannoli." And he'd go, "Oh, what the hell is wrong with your friend? Oklahoman, I don't even understand. He's sick. He's sick." That was my favorite. One time he goes, "Will's sick. That guy's sick."
I hate that I'm laughing.
And he was like, and he made this like disgusted face and just like stared off into the abyss.
Have I redeemed myself in the Russo family, or do I still have penance to pay?
No, you're fine. I mean, again, Jaw has the memory of a goldfish, so you're fine.
Maybe to make up for it, I'll make I don't know, what's a popular dish here in Oklahoma? Onion burgers. I'll make them onion burgers as like a.
Yeah, you could do an onion. You could do an onion burger. You could do what's the vegetable that you guys do in Oklahoma? Okra. That's good. Okra would be great. Fried okra.
Fried okra is, yeah, very good. Is okra on the thing up there?
Not to the degree that it is in Oklahoma. Not the fried okra. You're not going to see that.
Very
not,
good.
Yeah, that's definitely not a thing. Chicken fried steak, not a thing up here.
You're not missing anything. I don't particularly love it.
We've talked about, though, I think on multiple occasions, the two things I miss the most from Oklahoma. Up here, it's really hard. Like, I think in Oklahoma, you just take in general, like, there's just really good burger spots everywhere. Like, really good, whether it's, like, Brahms or, like, a mom-and-pop place or, like, it just feels like there's, like, I feel like Tulsa alone has like 10 really solid, like you can go in, get a solid cheap cheeseburger. That's awesome.
Everyone kind of has their joint in Tulsa.
So good, really good burgers that you can just kind of get anywhere. That's something I miss. And Tex-Mex, you know, there's this really solid Tex-Mex in Oklahoma and you just take for granted that that's all over the country. And it's not. And you forget, and up here, I mean, it is really, really hard. You can't find Tex-Mex. And like, again, like a couple, like even like the worst of those spots in Tulsa would, I think, be a hit up here just because like you don't have.
Yeah. Yeah. In Milwaukee, you didn't really have Tex-Mex in Milwaukee. We did miss it.
I mean, again, pound for pound. Better sandwiches, better Italian food, better, yeah. I would say pizza, like, it's better food up here. It just is. Like, I don't
you
think they're...
You just gotta lean into your city's strengths.
Yeah, that's exactly. All. I would say, that's in all. General, Philly is just, it's a good food town. It's probably one of the best food towns in the U.S.
Here's the thing. Everyone thinks their city is the best food town in the U.S. My little brainer is convinced Portland is the best food town in the U.S.
Portland's a good I'm food sure. town, though. I would say Portland
people in
is
Louisiana
a...
say they're the best food town. I'm sure people in, you know, Los Angeles say they're the best. People in Chicago say they're the best. Like, everyone says they're the best.
Yeah, but your name, and listen, you are describing the SEC of food towns. They are all good. Like, you didn't say they're like Sacramento. Like, Sacramento is not with all due respect, it doesn't deserve to be in the same conversation.
That's true. Yeah, no, you're right.
What's going on with you?
Oh, here's a good one. Actually, it's not that good, but every week my son says something and I always feel like I need to tell the world about it. I'm one of those dads.
I love that you just hyped it up and then immediately regretted it.
Here's the thing. I don't want to be like, dude, I got a great story, and you're going to be all disappointed. So I've got to set the bar low.
I like that. Set it low.
So my son, we just got him a bike for his birthday, right?
Which son?
Well, my 2-year-old is not riding a bike yet. He's not even 2 yet. So.
No, I didn't. I wanted to, you know, maybe he's a young
prodigy. Well,
Lance Armstrong.
No. I mean, that'd be amazing. But no, it's my 5-year-old. We got Archie, my 5-year-old, a Captain America bike, and he loves it. Yeah. And so he's been riding around everywhere. And I can tell the reason why he loves it is because his cousins, my sister's boys, my sister has 3 boys, they ride their bikes every day. Like they're experts at it. They're really good at it. And so he sees them riding really fast and running in the dirt. And so we were going to go to the park, right? And he said he wanted to ride his bike at the park. So we put it in the car. And I said, before we go to the park, I need to drop something off at your Aunt Emily's house. So we dropped the thing off and we were talking and his cousins come out riding their bikes. And he's like, Dad, I want to ride my bike with that. I don't want to go to the park. I want to ride my bike with that. So I said, okay. And he said, guys, come check out my bike. And so they all kind of come gather around the car. We get the bike out and they're like, oh, this is nice. And we get his little helmet on. And he sits on his bike and he just kind of looks around and he goes, let's ride, boys. And I thought, never has my kid been cooler.
If that isn't a line out of a Disney Channel original movie, I don't know what is.
Yeah, he raised some hell on that Captain America bike. By the way, he calls it a King America bike.
King?
He still doesn't understand it. He doesn't know what Captain America is, so he thinks it's King America.
I mean, it sounds awesome.
It's cool.
Did you know that Carol Ann has many cousins? Many
yes.
cousins that live up
yes.
here.
Yes. I have been to Lobster Fest. I've seen the amount of cousins here.
Yes.
Wife
Crab
has.
Fest. It was Crab Fest.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Lobster, whatever. Crustacean. You're right. It's fair. So Cousin Joe, who is the eldest cousin, the patriarch cousin, he's the oldest cousin. You know what I mean? Like he's, you know, he had this fish named 24 Carat, and he was like, he wasn't like a normal goldfish. He was some other type of goldfish. This goldfish lived like 12 or 15 years. He was huge. I mean, like huge. And Will, he was mean as hell.
Goldfish can't be mean. It's impossible.
No. This fish was mean. I mean, there are stories on record of this fish. He'd be like, hey, stick your finger in the tank. And you'd stick your finger in there. And the goldfish, like again, the goldfish is just like doing its own, like, you know, doing its own little thing, like not intimidating at all. Just kind of being a sweet fish. And all of a sudden, like a switch would flip and this goldfish would, I mean, it was like those piranha videos where it would just, and just, it would hone in and charge at the finger that was in its tank. And I wouldn't say it had like, you know, like piranha teeth, but it had something, it would hurt. It had like a beak or something. You know what I mean? It could do some damage.
You know how they have like cockfighting? Like, let's do goldfish fighting. Like, put the toughest fish against the other tough fish and see who. Do you think there's underground rings that do, like, goldfish fighting?
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
So you think this one is a contender?
Well, let me finish the story because.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, 24 Carat is no longer with us.
Well, RIP.
24 Carat passed away, but. Here's where it gets even more bizarre. So I guess Joe felt like 24 Carat didn't need to just get flushed down the toilet like a normal fish would when it would pass away. And also, I would also say this. Apparently 24 Carat had like, you know, had been in like death's grasp multiple times and would like be fine. Like there'd be times when it would like barely be swimming. And they're like, all right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Joe would, like, leave and go out of town for business. And he'd be like, I guess I'm... He would, like, say goodbye to the fish. You know what I mean? He's like, you know, I'm going to come back. He's going to be dead. And he'd come back, and he was just fine. Like, there were multiple incidences where, like, the fish, like, was barely swimming. It was like clearly injured, trying to die. And then it would like bounce back miraculously. So like, again, this fish lived a decade plus. Unbelievable life that this fish had. He was huge. He was mean as hell. 24 carat. Well, he finally died one day. But Joe felt that it wasn't appropriate just to, like, you know,
give him a flush.
Flush him down the toilet. So Joe used to have this party called Big Wednesday, which was the day before Thanksgiving, right? Traditionally, in, you know, it's one of the bigger party days of the year, the day before Thanksgiving. You know, everybody is off work the next day and people go out, have a good time. Well, lo and behold, he decides that 24 carat should have like a New Orleans style funeral, like at this party that he would throw. There was like I'm not joking. There was like 100 people in his house, and all of a sudden this music starts, and like there's like a parting of the people, and like Joe is holding 24 carat. Someone had made a mini casket for him. Yeah. A mini casket for this fish, and they were walking him outside to be buried in the backyard. It was unbelievable. There was words spoken.
Were there tears shed?
I'll be honest. A lot of people were happy he was dead. I guess he really was a very mean fish.
Just a mean son of a.
He was a mean son of a.
He was a mean fish. People were not very sad. Here's the incredible part. The fish was kept in the freezer in preparation for this, like, for this party for like 6 months.
That can't be good for your frozen foods, right?
It can't be good to like live in an environment where something like that is decomposing in the air. It has to affect the air quality.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But so 24 carat, RIP. I barely knew you. When I didn't know you, it seemed like he was a mean fish, and you know, so that reminded me of the goldfish.
Hey, you know what is funny? So we said son of a, and you know, we fancy ourselves a family friendly podcast. What's funny is I learned in the editing process how to do beeping. So do you want to have fun doing a little beeping real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Maybe we can make this our outro, and we can do some beeps here and there.
Yeah.
Okay, and maybe I can play around with some beeps. Maybe they have to be all beeps. Maybe I can do like some animal noises too.
Other fun noises, I agree.
Okay, so big announcement. We've already announced it on our last podcast, but this podcast, we're going to do it again. New website, it is live. You can get all things Dude Podcast. It is thedudepod.com, mother...
My God, I was like shocked. Okay.
Yeah, that's the fun of it, because now I can beep it. It's a mystery. What did he say?
I mean, listen, you can get your shirt from the Dude Podcast, and we'd love to see you, you know, wear and support. Really, you're supporting us, really. Again, like, subscribe, please just turn other people on to the podcast. Send the YouTube. The YouTube actually has been, I think we've been pleasantly surprised that. So yeah, if you want to watch us on YouTube, you can watch us on YouTube.
Again, thedudepod.com.
Thedudepod.com. Get all your stuff, find our links, share us, put us on Facebook, you know, put us on a billboard, whatever.
That's it.
All right, bye, dudes.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
You big old.
This is gonna be fun. Have a great week, everybody.